Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Yeah, it was definitely difficult, but I mean, I didn't expect at all an easy match. So, I mean, I wasn't playing my best today, that's for sure. But I mean, we all could see that what happens if I don't play my best. Dennis, he was playing amazing then, and was very, very close. And of course, the key moment of the match was the tiebreak in the third set.
Dominic, you played really well here at Roland Garros last year. Is there anything from that experience that you have learnt that you think can help you this year? Or is this year just another year and you start again?
No, sure. I made a lot of experience already here. I tried out everything, basically. I mean, 2016 and last year I came here with a tournament before. With a title before, actually, which was amazing for the confidence, but not a lot of rest. And 2017 and this year, I came without the tournament the previous week, so I tried out everything. 17 and last year, I had basically easier scores in the first round than 3 years ago, and today was really, really tough with both years almost a 1-2 sets, so I experienced everything already here, and of course that helps. I mean, it's a good thing if I know that I experienced all that stuff already.
I think you practiced yesterday, I think, with Christian Garin, and I'm working on a story on him and curious what you make of his game, because he's had a very good year, especially on clay. He's won 20 matches so far. What's made him so good, and what do you see in him as a player?
I really like him as a player. Really good and talented backhand, and a forehand with a lot of spin. And I think he serves well. I mean, I never played him in a match, but we just practiced Barcelona and here. And I also think he serves well. But he won 2 titles already and played a very solid clay court season. And I think he has a potential for a lot. So. And I like him, he's a very nice guy, so I hope to see him on the top soon.
Hello, Dominic. Obviously, there are some young players with one-handed backhand, but the statistics suggest that, you know, the one-handed backhand will be extinct in 10, 12 years on Provi level. How do you see it? Are there in Austria young players following your footsteps? And maybe you can explain a little bit what are the advantages and disadvantages of the one-hand backhand compared to the double-hander?
I think in Austria is only my brother with a one-handed backhand. I think he's the only guy. All the others are two-handed. But it's a tough shot. I think it's some things are tougher. But if you have a good one, you also have a lot of advantages. Like most of the players with a one-handed backhand, they have a good slice. Of course, you have a better reach. And I mean, if you have a good one, like you see with Stefanos or with Denis Shapovalov, there are two amazing young players, which are, I don't know, 19, 20, who have probably 15 years in front of them with a really good one-handed backhand. And Stefanos is on the very top already, top 10. Shapovalov will be there probably as well. So I disagree, it's not going to be extinct.
Dominic, I know you have been asked this before, but in the men's draw this year, there are 3 players who have won lots of Grand Slams, and there is also a group of younger players, including yourself, that have been tipped to win Grand Slams in future. So what will it take for one of the young players to break through and finally win a Grand Slam?
It's a very long way to win a Grand Slam. That's what I experienced last year here. And the tough thing is that we young players, to win a Grand Slam, probably we have to beat 2 of these guys who won 15 or more Grand Slams. And that alone says that it's very, very tough.
Dominic, you said that you didn't feel you played your best today. I'm wondering what you think you want to improve on now and in the next few rounds. What did you not like about your performance today?
I think that in general I'm playing very well. I mean, I was a little bit tight maybe today. Long days before the tournament, practice, and of course a lot of things going on in my head. I was a little bit nervous. I was really looking forward to the match. It was taking long until I could step on court today, and then I didn't feel really good and didn't play my best tennis, and he really took advantage of that also. He made it very tough for me out there, and the most positive thing I'm taking from the match today is the fourth set, because I freed myself. I played way faster, way tougher for him. I moved him around way more, and that's what I tried to build up on this fourth set. And of course, I mean, it was tough, and I was fighting all the time, and turning around a 0-4 in a breaker is nice also for the confidence and for the fighting spirit.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.